Hey guys, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Evelyn.
And this is Ironic, the show everyone's talking about, but they don't even know it. New mic edition. Shout out to Steve from Ohio for the awesome donation. He's an independent business owner. Check him out at yopcguy.com. That's yopcguy.com. He comes from Central Ohio, has done business all over the place. So shout out to Steve. You rock. Check out the business.
Go Steve. But speaking of business, we wanted to touch on some business from last week's episode. So if you haven't listened or you're just not interested, skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah, we love the memes and videos y'all are sending in. Keep them coming. But on that note, we've read all of your comments and messages about Tiger King. And we kept hearing that you wanted more of the dark stuff that we talked about in the last episode a little bit. And we get it. It's very interesting stuff. But first and foremost, it gets a lot worse than people's houses getting burned down. And we're a lighthearted and PG show.
In addition, this is just our personal take on things, by the way, but there are situations involving crimes against minors, among other pretty heinous accusations, and we're just not going to give those people airtime on our show. If y'all want to hear about all of it, there are some awesome podcasts and articles that we're happy to recommend to you off air on Facebook or Instagram, but that's just not what you're going to get from us.
With all that said, cue the smooth guitar. It's ironic. Today's episode is about a meme that not only strikes a chord in people of all ages, but is also credited with basically starting a generational war. And it's crazy because I, at least when I first saw it, I had no idea where it came from. But at that point, like, it was already huge.
Yeah, and so what we're talking about is OK Boomer.
OK Boomer.
If you couldn't tell by the episode title. But when we first Googled, like, where did OK Boomer come from, the first thing that came up was, quote, OK Boomer, TikTok girl. And I debated putting this audio clip in. I even debated making a podcast about it, because if it's, this is where it started, I don't want to be a part of it, because it's just epically cringy.
Cringe warning coming in.
So here's the OK Boomer TikTok girl.
Whatever you say, boomer. Okay, boomer. Yeah, boomer. Whatever you say, boomer. Okay, boomer.
Whatever you say, boomer. Oh, why'd that stop? That was my jam.
No, it is so bad. But the good news is, TikTok girl is not the origin for OK Boomer, so we're good. We can do our podcast. We can do the episode now.
Woo!
However, there is a 2018 Twitter post in which the user at click to add name claims to have immortalized the phrase. So this was in response to Charlie Kirk, of all people, who I didn't even know who he was before I looked into this. He's apparently the founder for Turning Point USA. But he made a comment about a mural up at USC, and he said, "This is amazingly racist." And the mural itself is just black text on a white wall, and it says, "Dismantle whiteness and misogyny on this campus." And Charlie Kirk writes, quote, "The left is race obsessed. They are indoctrinating students being white is bad." Quote, in all caps, "This is racism." He says they are accusing us of what they actually are. And then the user clicked to add name, responded, "Yeah, okay, boomer."
Which is almost weird because, like, this guy is, like, my age. Like, he's, like, 25, 26.
Yeah. So it's that concept of boomerism not being an age thing, but being, like, a mindset, which is kind of cool. However, this is not the origin either, because even 90 minutes earlier, it was used on Reddit in a post about asexuality, where the user was talking about how people blame their asexuality on their neurodiversity, meaning they're not neurotypical. And they say that typically your sexuality isn't, quote, normal, because the way your brain works isn't, quote, normal. And the user wrote, "Okay, boomers, what is normal?" So it's just that idea of, like, okay, boomer referring to a mindset rather than a generation of people. So you kind of already see it doing that. The very first usage of this, though, was back in 2009.
Way back, like almost the beginning of the internet back.
And it was on Reddit as well. And it was literally just a response to someone who had said something they disagreed with. And it was the classic, okay, boomer. Yeah, it's mind-breaking stuff. It's just the okay, boomer, and an ellipsis, and they move on with their lives. But we know it didn't really rise to fame until 2019. And what caused this rise to fame was another TikTok video that wasn't the TikTok girl. It was in response to an actual boomer's TikTok who just kind of was ranting about the younger generation, as people tend to assume boomers do. So if we're looking at the timeline, you have the 2009 response. Periodically, you have people coming in saying they have a minorly popular post, so they've immortalized it. And then you have this rise to fame on TikTok because the New York Times wrote an article in response to this TikTok that was, you know, talking about the boomer. And then you have TikTok girl, who turns it into this really weird song that you can't get out of your head, that's really creepy and just no one likes. But the article that the New York Times wrote about this TikTok with the boomer in it said, "Okay, boomer marks the end of friendly generational relations."
It's interesting that we get from just a casual "okay, boomer," 2009, to someone just saying it, to the exact same words 10 years later becoming the beginning of a generational war. That's like saying, like, "I said hello today," to someone like, "good evening, sir." And all of a sudden, you have teens to 30s saying, "we hate old people," and your 40s to 60s saying, "we hate young people."
Mm-hmm.
All because of two tiny little words.
Yeah, so here's actually the audio clip of the boomers' TikTok that got famous.
"The millennials in Generation Z have the Peter Pan syndrome. They don't ever want to grow up. They think that the utopian ideals that they have in their youth are somehow going to translate into adulthood, and that somehow they're going to create this utopian society in which everything is equal, in which the government takes care of everything. So just realize what you're creating in your mind isn't sustainable."
So there you had it, the quote, boomer perspective. It's very interesting hearing kind of his response there, because the only thing that was said was, "okay, boomer," and that jumps into your view as a millennial of, like, politics and economics and things like that. And he makes these very, like, broad general statements and calls millennials Peter Pans. And
well, it wasn't his response to "okay, boomer." "Okay, boomer" was the response to his rant. So "okay, boomer" spurred from his generalizing millennials as Peter Pan.
I think I got it backwards now.
Yeah, you do. Because what happened is that TikTok came out and he said...
The TikTok of him.
Mm-hmm. He sent his own TikTok out. And what the millennial, the younger girl did, she did like a side-by-side where she's taking, quote, notes, what it looks like, next to his rant, and then she holds up the sign that says "okay, boomer."
Oh, okay.
So she's responding, as in saying, like, this is just boomer ideology.
Got it. And that's kind of a mood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good response for something like that, because it's so generalized for you to say all of millennials are Peter Pan. Yeah, okay, boomer, let's generalize you back, you know.
I mean, because he makes these broad sweeping statements about millennials, but he's just kind of rambling like your crazy uncle does. Shout out Uncle Dan. he's not even a boomer, but you know, it's just like, he's not crazy. It's definitely a fair perspective to have as an older person. I mean, it's happened pretty much for the entirety of human history. The one generation up always says the next generation is like, they're weak or they're lazy.
Exactly.
Or they're entitled.
I was just gonna say that.
Everything's easy or whatever. And that's always the strangest statement to me, because we always, as a human society, say, "I want my kids to not go through the problems I went through." And then we complain when they have it, quote, easier.
That's true. Because as a teacher, I judge some of my students for how easy they have it. And it's not always that I judge them, but sometimes I'm jealous. And I'm like, how can you be struggling if you have, like, you know, you don't have to use an encyclopedia. You Google it, you know.
Well, to be fair, like, I still grew up at the end of needing encyclopedias, but never bothered.
Oh, my goodness.
There's always a way to avoid it. But it's always so strange to think about how we always, as generations go by, say that about each other. Mm-hmm. But going back to the idea of like what boomer versus millennial is, and also good job to Gen X for avoiding the conflict for the most part. I don't know how y'all got to just skip being part of the war that's being thrown on millennials, who I think that also kind of lumps in Gen Z.
A lot of the time.
Yeah, I don't feel like it might be boomer to like assume that they're the same.
Yeah, but I think that's also what has to do with when we lump people together by generations. You're no longer referring to the generation. You're referring to the ideology or to the attributes or whatever it is that you associate with millennialism or boomerism. And that's kind of what this meme does. Yeah. And that's where you start seeing all this backlash and this hate from people who are baby boomers. I mean, they call it ageism, you know, because you're taking someone's thoughts and opinions and you're just boiling it down to their generation. You're like dismissing them because of their age.
Oh, you just think that because you're old.
Yeah, yeah.
You and just think that because you're young.
Exactly. And so it's like, okay, boomer is being called ageist for what it is.
And I guess like if you use it for the wrong intent, it definitely is. But for me, like when I first saw the meme, first saw the responses, things like that, I didn't think, yeah, stick it to the old people. I thought, no, boomer is, it's a mindset or it's a collective idea of beliefs that you, of course, believe. But it's weird because I feel like all of us are kind of boomer and we're all kind of millennial. And by that, I mean, like, there are some parts of me, like, I'm a millennial. I'm right in the middle of Gen Y. And there's parts of me that are like that old school, like classic, like this is how you grow up as a boomer. And then there are parts of me that are like, well, that doesn't make sense because I also think this thing that's it, not the opposite, but it's more like younger people tendencies in the like lifestyle views.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're all different collective pieces of it. So I guess if you just see that one piece from somebody on the internet, it's much easier to just think, oh, they're just a boomer. They're just old. They don't know what they're talking about. Or, oh, they're just a millennial. They're young. They're stupid. They haven't known the real world, so they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I definitely think seeing it happen on social media all the time, it's definitely become a way to just dismiss someone's opinion because it's a boomer opinion, and so it's just dismissing someone because of that age group.
Yeah, and I mean, because like we've been hearing these same arguments for years and years and years, whether it's online, in person, whatever. And as one of those like younger people who's hearing the opinions of older folks, I mean, to people who are older than me, my family members, friends, whoever it is, you know, whether it's random people online, never know. They'll tell you what they think. And as an older person, you're supposed to, as a younger person hearing from an older person, you're supposed to just kind of, yeah, that's a fact. Like, you know, you can't really question it. And part of that is a bit of the older boomer mentality of you respect authority.
I was going to say, that's definitely a you thing because I call people out all the time.
Yeah, no, I guess that's part of where my like old school comes in is like, if you're older than me, I'm not going to tell you differently. No. Because that's disrespectful.
I always got in trouble for being disrespectful because as soon as anyone said something wrong, I'd be like, actually.
I'll ask my mom and dad if I didn't agree with what they said. I certainly told them my perspective. But as far as like, you know, Mrs. whomever, the third grade teacher or whatever, like if they were going to tell me something or, you know, just another older person, if they told me something, I'm like, well, that doesn't really make sense to me. I'm just going to accept it and move on to the best of my ability. I'm not going to argue with that. Mm-hmm. I could not do that. I couldn't do that right now. Like if I saw any of my like old teachers and they told me something that I just know was flat out wrong, I would not be able to argue with that. I'd just be like, yes, ma'am, you're absolutely right.
So that's your version of okay, boomer?
No, that's not. And I think part of that is, and maybe that's just a Southern thing, maybe it's not, is I definitely want to disagree and say something. Mm-hmm. But I can't. I could not do it. And so when I read the words, okay, boomer, it was like, here's the perfect response. Because you've got these years and years of pent up, like, I can't argue with you. It's just you telling me what to do, what to think, how to act, blah, blah, blah. And I can't fight against that. And so the memes aren't particularly funny. That's the interesting thing, is there's tons of memes about OK Boomer.
But they are sort of gratifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm the more you talk about it, the more I'm realizing, like, yeah, I do call people out all the time. Like, shout out to Mrs. Talbot. Sorry about it. But, I mean, I, like, started in front of the whole class, and I was like, you can't do that. And she sent me to the hallway. But
Mrs. Talbot, I just want you to know I would never do that.
Sorry about it. But even me, who does call people out, like, I can definitely see those people, because I always try to have the arguments, you know. And so, like, there are some things where my boomer parents will talk to me about something, and I'll, you know, comment on their Facebook post or give them a call or whatever, and it gets to the point where it's like, I can't say anything productive anymore. Like, you're just not gonna listen to me. And it's something that they do because of, like, their generation. Maybe that's just, like, their friend group they're surrounded by, and so that's why it becomes a boomer thing. But there's tons of times where I look at their posts, and at that point I'm just like, in my head, like, okay, boomer, like, because I know I can't say anything. And so it is kind of gratifying to see someone say that to someone, you know, because I wouldn't say that to my mom and dad. You know, I wouldn't stand there and be like, okay, boomer, to my father. Like,
it's like when you're at Walmart and someone's doing something incredibly dumb and someone else calls them out for it. Not you.
Yeah.
But someone else calls them out, like, hey, why are you just standing in the middle of the aisle or whatever's going on?
Yeah.
And you're like, you tell them.
Yeah, that's the embodiment of OK Boomer.
Yeah, but with like so much power and energy behind it, and that's probably why boomers got so mad. Is because, I mean, definitely I could see, like, I would be pissed if I was an older person. Like, if I was talking to, like, a 10-year-old right now, and I was giving them what I thought was a nugget of wisdom.
Yeah.
And they just said, okay, millennial.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely get and totally understand why that would make somebody so mad, especially when you come from that background of you don't disrespect someone who's older than you.
And I'm thinking about it, too. I almost can see OK Boomer as a retaliation by millennials, because you have these people who are, you know, millennials are destroying the blank industry, fill in the blank, diamond industry, housing market, whatever. Millennials are, quote, destroying it because our economy is wrecked because of the generation before us. So it's kind of like we're getting all this crap from the generation before us for not supporting them, for not buying their houses, for not buying their diamonds. And we're just kind of like, okay, boomer.
And I okay, almost millennial.
Exactly. Like, I just see it as a retaliation, because there are tons of times where I'll say something and someone older than me will be like, that's typical millennial stuff. And it is frustrating, like, to be grouped in and have your opinion dismissed because of your age group. Yeah, I can definitely see that being frustrating. I can see OK Boomer as a retaliation. So maybe it is the generational warfare, because we're finally, like, saying it, because there's always been that. You know, every generation before the other one hates the one after it. And there's always been that. We've always just kind of, like, bitch on our own about it. But now we're kind of, like, saying it to each other's faces.
Yeah. Open warfare. Or online warfare, I guess I should say, since that's mostly where it takes place.
Yeah.
Because I know personally, like, I've never tried to argue with anybody online. I always try to avoid it. It has happened before. But I would not be able to say, I barely can say it online. I certainly could not say it to anybody's face.
Yeah, and I am the shitpost queen. So most of my conversations happen online, and most of my conversations are me calling people out. I can't say I've ever used OK Boomer as a reference, but you're going to love this, Kyle. I found a parliament member from New Zealand. Her name is Chloe Swarbrick. And she used OK Boomer as a legitimate response to another parliament member.
Wait, what?
I'm going to play this clip.
My generation and the generations after me do not have that luxury. In the year 2050, I will be 56 years old. Yet, right now, the average age of this 52nd parliament is 49 years old. OK Boomer. Current political institutions have proven themselves incompetent.
So that response, it was super casual, right in the middle of what she was saying. She had started talking about her generation, right, and her age, because she was talking about climate change. And the guy had said something, and we don't know what he said because it wasn't picked up on audio and no one's ever talked about it, but she did, Chloe did say it was about her age, like it was a comment about her generation or her age or whatever, so it was very much an okay boomer thing, but she used it in Parliament as her response.
And so casually, too, just like mid-sentence, just, I gotta get this in, and then I'll continue saying what I was saying.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see how when you say it like that, like, it is so dismissive.
Yeah.
But, like, that's insane, because imagine your local senator or your local House of Rep member in government on the floor saying that to someone, like, using a meme. Think of any meme that makes you happy. And they just said it to everybody on C-SPAN, which, granted, isn't, like, not everybody watches C-SPAN, but some people do. It's a political TV channel.
Okay.
How do you not know that?
I don't know. I don't really watch TV.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. But just saying that and getting your point across.
Mm-hmm.
While also very much probably pissing off everybody in that room, because odds are she was one of, if not the only, younger.
Well, she said that because she was like, the majority of this Congress is whatever.
And I don't know the, was it New Zealand?
Yeah, it was New Zealand.
I don't know the demographic makeup of their parliament, but well, I would imagine
I think she said the average age was 45.
Yeah, and she's like, what, like 25 or, mm-hmm. or at the time she was 25.
Yeah, she said she'll be 55 at the time of whatever. But I just think it's the perfect response for that, because he was trying to get on to her about her age and she shut him up with a meme about his age. It was perfect.
It's like, I mean, he was interjecting while she was talking.
Exactly, which is rude.
Right. And imagine if those roles were flipped and she had been talking while he was, or if she interrupted while he was talking, it would have been all out, like battleground in there. Every single older person in there would have been absolutely furious.
Right.
And they would have probably, like, blackballed her or something, you know? Like, they would make sure nothing she wanted ever got done.
I thought you would love that. But another awesome thing, and I won't get super into it because we already talked about, like, what OK Boomer means, but she was interviewed by a bunch of news stations after this. Like, she got so much press coverage. And I think there was a post on Reddit that was like, we'll be watching your political career closely. Like, you have our support.
That means so much to the New Zealand Parliament.
Exactly.
Just, a bunch of random American kids care.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But she did a bunch of interviews where she explained, like, what OK Boomer meant to her. And it was pretty much what we've been saying, where it's a mood. It's like a vibe more than it is an insult or a response. It's just the way that you can retort something that's a feeling. Like,
just there's no way to bundle every single thing you're feeling at once. You know, the anger, the annoyance, the frustration,
dismissal,
dismissiveness,
because you don't want to feel all those things anymore. You just want to go past it.
And it all comes to, all these emotions come together into OK Boomer. So with all of that being said, now that we're all the way up to episode 2, it's time to introduce a brand new segment. Very exciting, folks. Introducing the Sardonic and Ironic. Ayo! Evelyn.
What?
I forgot what sardonic means.
It means something is critical or mocking.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. So we've noticed in our extensive research of all the memes we've gone over that everything that trends enough to get memed at always has elements that are, drumroll, sardonic and ironic.
That's the name of the segment.
So we're bringing you our analysis of these elements until top scientists recognize our hard work and award us a grant.
Take your time, scientists.
So the first one we're going to touch on is what Kyle kind of pulled up as, like, the irony, like, the big, most ironic thing.
Yeah, so the most ironic thing, I think, coming from the OK Boomer meme is the complete lack of communication. And what I mean by that is pretty much every problem that generations have had as far as arguing and fighting with each other is the inability to connect the way we connect with our own generation. So when we say okay boomer as millennials, that's us kind of trying to, like, obviously it's not trying to stop a war, it's not trying to make it go away, but it's saying we've been battered and beaten down to the point that we are giving up, basically. We're just going to do our thing and hope it all works out. And then the boomer response to this was, you were being rude and ignoring me, and I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And so there's a complete breakdown of communication there. And so it's ironic because the whole point was, we're trying to talk. Yeah. And instead of talking and learning how to work together, how to make everything work for us, we have a bigger fight and a bigger war. And that's just, it's kind of sad, but it's also humorous because, like, that's just how we work as humans.
It is really ironic that that two-word phrase, it has so many meanings, but it breaks down communication. You would think that it would be different.
And that's going to cover my segment piece for the irony. And Evelyn, I'm going to leave the sardonic aspect to you because I can spot irony, but I don't know about sardony.
So the sardonic aspect of this, the part that gets all the criticism, and it's boomers that are criticizing this. Obviously, we kind of talked about it. Boomers are pissed, which is also ironic, but I'll get to that. The backlash from this on the side of baby boomers is just hilarious in and of itself. And I say that with the utmost sympathy. But, like, these people have called it the N-word of ageism, which is just absolutely no. Like, that's my only response to that. And those reactions are feeding right into the meme and right into the meaning of okay boomer. Like, downplaying racism? Check. Feeling personally attacked over a joke that generalizes people? Check. Like, hating on the younger generations? Check. Like, I could go on. But the critical hype that this meme has inspired literally fuels the meme itself to prosperity. Like, the fact that boomers are pissed makes the meme last longer.
Right, because you're perpetuating what the meme was trying to address from the beginning.
Exactly. Like, the fact that someone can say two words to someone and be like, okay, boomer, and then you have just rants going on like crazy is ironic in the sardonic part of it.
Meta sardony.
I'm just gonna start calling it sardony because I love that. But what do you guys think is most ironic about this? How do you feel about okay boomer? Does it make you pissed? Does it make you want to disregard histories of racism and go on a rant on Facebook? Let us know. Tell us how you feel on Instagram or Facebook at Ironic Podcast, on Twitter at ironic_podcast, or send us a good old-fashioned email at ironicpodcast@gmail.com for those longer entries.
And of course, don't forget the memes.
Ayo! Goodbye!